Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's an Incorporator Tuesday here on Ben and Woods, but for everyone who regularly tunes in to hear Jesse Agler, going to be a little earlier than usual today. He's three time zones ahead of us. Well, here, actually.
Yeah, he's here.
So he's not three time zones ahead of us. He just wants to go early today for some reason.
Which is fine.
So that's fine. Yeah, 7:35 for Jesse Agler for the Incorporator this morning. He and all guests appear on our Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad fan hotline. Save money the right way with Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad. Come visit us today in the Carlsbad Auto Mall. Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad. Find new roads. We've got more phone calls here. 833-288-0973. And we'll get to those right after our Padres wrap-up, which comes right out of this check traffic on 97.3 The Fan.
Miss any of yesterday's Padres game? What's the matter with you?
Forget it. That one is gonna go.
We've got you covered, though. It's the Padres wrap-up with Ben and Woods.
That is the ball game, and that is a winner.
On 97.3 The Fan.
Here's the payoff pitch to Will Myers, and that's in the air to left field. Charging in, Reynolds can't get there. Drops down for a base hit. Cronenworth will come in to score. Grofar heads to third. An RBI single for Will Myers. A seven-game hitting streak and a 1-0 Padre lead in the first. And Moran reaches for one, slaps it the other way. Profar charging in. He slides forward. Did he make the catch? He did. Nicely done by Jurickson Profar. He is playing his fourth different defensive position in the last 4 days. And he just made a heck of a play in left field. Here comes the pitch. And Evan swings, hits a ground ball fair off Manny's glove down the left field line. That'll tie the game. Ball kind of rattling around the protective netting down the left field line. And Evans into second base with an RBI double. So he stays hot. His fifth extra base hit of the season already. And a 1-1 game in the third. 1-0. Pitch to Myers, hit well out to straightaway center field and deep. Going back, Fowler, looking up, gonna go into the topiary at PNC Park. Will Myers, an RBI single in the first, now a two-run homer in the sixth, his third of the season, and the Padres take a 3-1 lead.
My, oh, my.
They really cleaned everything up, taking two out of three from the Cubs before the Padres got there. Caratini out towards left center field. On the run, Fowler, he dives, can't get it, and it's into that cutout corner in left center field of Pittsburgh. Pham had to wait to get the read, but he's going to come in and score without a throw. And Caratini, an RBI double. Padres have themselves a crooked number here in the sixth, 4-1 San Diego. Now warming in the Bucco bullpen. Here's the 3-1 to Will. Waits on a breaking ball, hits it up the middle. It'll get into center field for a base hit. One run is scored. Here comes Manny. Big night, Will Myers. Two-run homer in the sixth. Two-run single in the seventh. And a 6-1 Padre lead.
When you're hot, you're hot.
Here's the 1-1. Runner goes again. And Fowler hits it in the air to right. Coming on, Will Myers. And fittingly, he makes the catch. That is the ball game. That is a winner. And that is four straight for the Padres as they take game one of this four-game series.
We're obviously shorthanded in the bullpen. And then, you know, for you to go out and give us, you know, those seven innings was absolutely huge. It was awesome to see the guys. Obviously, we're in a 1-1 fight. And they knew. They knew we're shorthanded and just how hard they fought to get some runs for Darvish. And, you know, he deserved the win tonight.
Padres over the Pittsburgh Pirates 6-2 yesterday in the opener to the four-game series at PNC Park. They upped their record to 8-3 on the season, their fourth straight win here on the road trip. Game two of the series this afternoon at 3:35 Blake Snell, bump day for Blake Snell, going for some dubs. It would be five in a row if Blake Snell can get it done this afternoon.
I like how you say that.
Dubs?
Going to get some. Blake Snell, bump day for Blake Snell, going to get some dubs.
That's how he likes to say
it. Well, I know, but all that rapping is really rubbed off on you.
Now, I was listening.
Thank you.
Listening to the calls last night, and I am now starting to wonder, is Jesse Agler playing the Incorporator with someone other than us?
Is he doing the Incorporator on his own time?
Or is he practicing?
Is he joining some other radio show that we don't know about, and they're giving him a Monday Incorporator word that he's supposed to weave into the broadcast that we didn't know about? Because of the Will Myers home run call included a very odd word
for a
baseball game.
1-0. Pitch to Myers, hit well out to straightaway center field and deep. Going back, Fowler, looking up, gonna go into the topiary at PNC Park.
The topiary.
Will Myers, an RBI single in the first, now a two-run homer in the sixth.
He's so fancy.
See, now most guys, into the bushes, over the fence in center field.
Topiary.
But in this case, it is an accurate use of the word, a sculpted bush or plant, as they carve their bushes to say pirates out there in center field on the berm at PNC Park.
So carved it is, bushes.
It is topiary. He was accurate.
Better than uncarved bushes.
I agree with that. I like a carved bush more than an uncarved.
Topiary.
So you like topiary?
I mean, sure. Designs and stuff. Sure, I do. Who doesn't?
Topiary.
Yesterday's game was good for the team from San Diego and people from San Diego. Trevor Cahill from Vista High School.
Yeah, had a great game.
Really pitched quite well. I know it caused a lot of consternation among Padres fans that the team was, after he had given, I think he gave up, what did I say, 9 hits, 7 runs in his first outing.
Yeah.
And then he shuts down the Padres. They get one run in the first inning on a bloop single by Myers. Nothing after that in 5 innings against Cahill. I think he struck out 8, just dominated the Padres offense for 5 innings. And we're kind of going, what's going on here? What's wrong with this Padres offense?
Cronenworth leads off with a piss missile. And then he walks the next guy, and you're salivating. I'm sitting in my chair going, here we go.
Here's
6 runs.
Game, yes. Yeah, early. Manny, don't have to worry about it.
Manny Case, Hosmer Case, and you're like, God, don't do this. And then, luckily, Will Myers gets absolutely fisted.
Double hit.
Mudd, with the eagle eye, noticed that, I mean, almost instantly, like, he hit that twice.
You can hear it, though. You really could.
I saw it looked a little janky.
And there were so few people in that ballpark,
I think
the sounds were quite echoey.
They were saying on the broadcast, like, well, they're allowing 15%, but I don't think people are all that interested.
Monday game in the rain, bro, in Pittsburgh.
Let me tell you.
Not that well attended.
Let me tell you, I was watching the game last night, and we cover baseball for a living. Obviously, we're firmly entrenched in the San Diego Padres. We don't play real or fake anymore. If you had done real or fake current Pittsburgh Pirates, I wouldn't have known. I maybe knew 3. Polanco was like one of the only guys I knew, and he came off the bench. The rest of it was just like, it looked like guys that they, it looked like a video game where they didn't have the rights to use players' real names, and those guys were coming, it was like, Mike Turner, John Adams. I'm like, who are these guys?
Well, they did have Phillip Evans, who was from La Costa Canyon High School, another San Diego kid who drove in that first run. And he's actually been their best offensive player so far this season. But you're right, it was a very anonymous bunch. There's a reason that most experts picked them as the worst team in the National League, even worse than the Colorado Rockies.
Oh, yeah.
This season.
I mean, the Rockies still have players, you know, that you could possibly want to go out and see. And I'll say this about Cahill. I felt like, and maybe it's recency bias, I don't know, Benny, I felt like he'd thrown pretty good against the Padres since he'd been let go. He's been, you know, he's moved around a little bit. But I'll tell you, man, everyone was tweeting about, oh, man, he's only throwing 91. But I'll tell you what, man, when that two-seamer, that little sinker that he throws, when that thing's moving and he's getting that outside corner, that's really tough to hit. It doesn't matter how hard it is. He was changing speeds really nicely, too. He looked really, really good yesterday. So, you know, when you go up against a guy like that, Benny, that has that kind of stuff, think about, obviously, no one would ever compare Trevor Cahill to Greg Maddux, and I'm not doing that. What I'm saying is you don't need 96, 97 in the bag always to get big league hitters out. Some of the pitches he threw to Hosmer and Manny, he would go hard in, he'd go soft away. And if you get calls and you get the corner, it's a tough A. And if you do get one, you drive it right into the ground. So you got to tip your hat to the way he came out and threw yesterday.
Sure.
I don't think it's an indication of our offense being, you know, crappy at all. I just think that the sun shines on guys certain
but
days, and he had his good
stuff. But as soon as the bullpen came in,
toast.
Padres, and especially Will Myers, got things going, and six runs was plenty to beat that Pittsburgh Pirates team. And as Jay Stengler mentioned, getting seven out of Yu Darvish, that was the day you needed it, coming off the what ended up being the bullpen day after Adrian Morejon got hurt.
Eight and a third.
He officially went on the injured list yesterday. They called back Nabil Crismat from the alternate training site to take his place on the roster, but no announcement yet as to who's going to start that Friday game against the Los Angeles Dodgers to open the homestand at Petco Park. They're not going to alter their starting rotation, though, Woods. We talked a lot about it yesterday, and Jay Stengler said, no, you know, Joe Musgrove felt really good in his bullpen session yesterday, so he's just going to go on regular rest. He won't throw 112 pitches, but you'll see him out there on Wednesday, tomorrow, when he's supposed to pitch. Paddock will throw Thursday, which means Friday is up in the air. It could be Ryan Weathers, you know, coming out of the bullpen to get a start. It could just be a bullpen day. I mean, Mackenzie Gore remains a possibility. Won't be Denelson Lamet. He's going to throw one more game at least in Arizona with the alternate training site team to kind of build up his arm a little bit. So we don't know what the Padres are going to do in the opening game of that series.
I tweeted yesterday on a thread. I do think it would be the ultimate flex of all time. Little Dave Roberts shuffles his rotation to get Buehler, Kershaw, and Bauer against the Padres. And we run out Craig Stammen on Friday night. I do think that's
a division rival.
I think that's a bit of a flex. I do. I think it's like, oh, what are you guys doing? We're just going to we're scheduled to have a bullpen day. We're going to go with the bullpen day.
Well, you know, it is April.
It's April.
It's also, if, you know, Yu Darvish went seven today, if Blake Snell can, you know, go six or seven. Musgrove has a decent start, and, you know, cross your fingers for Paddock on Thursday morning. If the bullpen's fairly fresh going into Friday,
why not?
You've got this bullpen that's got a one ERA for the season, essentially.
Why not?
It's a bullpen day, isn't it? It's not a white flag.
Not with this bullpen. I mean, I don't think so either.
If you're going one after another from, you know, Adams to Keela to Pagan
to Pomeranz
to Melanson. No, hitters don't want to see that.
No.
Dodgers hitters, that's not fun for the Dodgers hitters to be going against a different flamethrower, you know, coming out, throwing gas every single inning. You don't get a couple at-bats. You don't get a chance to get comfortable. That's not...
all these guys are different.
That's not punting in a white flag. It's not necessarily great for the next two games. You'll really be counting on Darvish and Snell to then go deep because you'll have, you know, you've blown away your bullpen in the first game of the series. I don't recommend making a habit of that, but it's certainly not a punt. Like, oh no, we're going to lose this game.
No, it's not like it used to be, right? It's not like a punt like it used to be a punt. But I think that's hysterical. I really do. I find that pretty funny that they reshuffled the deck for the little brother, not a rival, all that, and then we're like, Craig Stammen's going to be towing the slab on Friday night to get the bullpen day going against the Dodgers. Because, again, I love, you know, A.J. Casavell had a great piece about Jay Stengler. And he said he's being very Belichickian right now. I like that. I like that a lot. It's just another game. Not going to look past Pittsburgh. That's great. That is the attitude to have. Meanwhile, Dave Roberts, who's not worried about us and we're not a rival, has completely reshuffled his deck just to make sure he gets three really good pitchers going against the Padres on Friday when Jace is just treating it like one, just another game in April, which is exactly what it is. Yeah, you want to win those games. You'd love to punch those guys in the mouth and take two out of three. That being said, you're not gonna break your back and you're not gonna mess up your plan for that.
It is important for fans. I'm not, you know, maybe for the players and the season, it's just three of 162. Even if it is against a division rival. For fans, though, if you lose all three or you lose two out of three, got to hear it on Twitter from the Dodgers fans, at least until the next series, which, by the way, is going to be in a week,
right,
against the Dodgers at Dodger Stadium. So really, it's a seven-game kind of stretch against the Dodgers, and we'll see. You know, you win three, you win four, you win five. How are you doing? You can evaluate at the end of that. But, you know, as a fan, you want to have some bragging rights for a while. You don't hate to be sitting there losing, you know, 5 out of 7 to the Dodgers or 6 out of 7 to the Dodgers and have to wear that until
but
the next meeting in a couple of months.
But you don't change your plan. You don't change your plan for that. You just don't. And I like that a lot. As much as I thought, and who knows? I mean, it could be. They could call up Mackenzie Gore. That's very much a possibility. I don't know that they will. I don't know what he's done at the alternate site right now. Ben, there's no reports. It's been very tight-lipped. But I do think that's a bit of a flex in Jace Tingler and the Padres' favor. I do. I think that's the right way to do it. They're not going to break their backs, and they're not going to adjust their plan for anything right now because they don't have to because it's April. Yeah, talk to me in September when these games may mean a whole lot more. Right now, hey, you're talking to a guy that's going to the game Friday night. Would I rather see a Blake Snell, a Joe Musgrove, or a Yu Darvish pitch? Sure, absolutely. But I do think it's pretty badass that the Padres are like, we're not going to change. We're just going to continue to stick to our plan. Not going to maneuver around what your plans are. I think that's cool.
Well, here they are at 4-0 on the road trip. But, you know, a lot of Padres fans said, hey, let's go 7-0. And going, that's not realistic, people. Well, all right. They're 4/7 of the way there. We'll see if they can win another one again today. 3:35, Blake Snell on the mound against Chad Kuhl.
What is a mound?
A mound. It's where you pitch from.
What is it? A pitching mound?
Pitching mound.
Do you like the candy bar mounds?
Yeah.
I like Almond Joy and Mounds.
97.3 The Fan.